We only said before, according to Reb Shimon, that Dashan's time of the Kroah, that wherever there's a case that you may never get it back after Yevol, then the Torah gives you a Kula, you could be good lechatzoyim. But that's only Reb Shimon's Svara. Mashenkin, the Rabbonin, they don't Dashan this time of the Kroah. Therefore, if you don't know the Drosh of the Kroah, then the Svara is just the opposite. If the Torah put a Chumra on you, Sadar Rabba, your Moroni Machmir, that you cannot be good lechatzoyim. According to the Rabbonin, by a bote or a chayma, you cannot redeem it like a tzoyim. Now the verse is clearly, Tony Chode, one price that we learned, that love of the goy of a goy like a tzoyim. Yes, you have a right to borrow money and to buy it back halfway. V'tani Yidduch, another price says, ain't love of the goy of a goy like a tzoyim. No, you're not allowed to buy it back halfway. So the verse says, Lakash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, Hor Rabbonin, Hor Rab Shimon. The one that says you could be goy lechatzoyim, that's according to Reb Shimon, that he dashed his time with the crow, and according to the Rabbon, that you do not, he cannot redeem it. And this is talking about by a moicha bias, be'ir chayma. Now the Gemara says, O male ravacha bre the rov of the ravashi, ikal amifrach. You can know I can ask a question on this brisa. That here what, this last brisa, neither the posit to tell me that when you makdish, if you makdish your fields, that you have a right to be goy lechatzoyim. You have a right, because without the pasuk, I would have thought to say, you can't be goy lechatzoyim. So this to have a kasha. Ikal mifroch, like, what did you want to say without the pasuk, you can't be goy lechatzoyim? Because you want to learn it out from meicher bayis boti arechayma. So Gemara says, no, ikal mifroch, you can ask the question. Ma le meicher bayis boti arechayma, you know why over there you can't be goy lechatzoyim? Shekein hura koychoy le goy leyelam. Because you don't have a right to buy it back forever. And the other locker is only the first year can you buy it back. But after the first year, you can't buy it back anymore. So maybe that's why you can't be goyot lechatzoyim. But to Yoma, but I'll tell you, the Makdish, in a case where a person is Makdish's fields, sheyofa koichoy, there he has power, li goyot leyolim. But the locker is, you have a right to be goyot, Kolzaman Yoivel didn't come yet. You have a right to be goyot to redeem it. If so, maybe I would know in Svara that you could be goy lechatzoyim. So how does the Brisa say no, that without the postek you can't be goy lechatzoyim? So Gemara answers, O male ravacha sabal ravashi, mishrom the ikalameima, because you could say like this, nehed the dinar, bring back the din, and taste the mehatzad. I'd rather learn it out with the mehatzad. What does that mean? So what you can learn like this, that moiche sedei achuza yechiach, that what she offer, koichi had a better power, ligur liyerlim. That I call upon him, you can redeem it until yevil. V'yein loive, ligur lachatzoyim. And still the Torah says, today gulosoi, you cannot redeem it halfway. Now, if you ask though, ma, so may I learn out makdish, that you cannot redeem it halfway. But this should ask me, ma le moiches deachuza, shkenhura koicha ligur miyad. I'll tell you no. Maybe only by stay achuza, there you cannot redeem it back the first 2 years. So maybe that's why you can't do it lechatzoyim. Mashenka, when you makdish something, that you could redeem it right away, maybe there in Svar you should be able to redeem it halfway. So this the Gemara answers back, no. Moicher bayis abot yorecham yechiach. I'll prove it to you from bayis and abot yorechaymah. That what? That there you could redeem it the first year, and still we're saying now that you cannot redeem it halfway. So therefore, in Svara, I would have said, Makdish has the same halacha, that you have no right to buy it back halfway. That's why I need the pusik in Goy Yigril. Now the Gemara says no. Oh, no, it's good. Yeah. And the Gemara says now, V'chozer hadin, and we learn out backwards again, that L'roi zeh k'roi zeh, this is not like this. And Atzav HaShov HaShavim, what's the common denominator over here? Shenigolin, that you have a right to be girl to redeem it, but still, the ain love of a girl with chatzoyim, that you cannot redeem it halfway. So therefore, I would have thought to say, Alpha Niyavi Magdish, the same svara should apply when you want to be Magdish your fields. Shenigal, that lockridge, you could be paid with, you could buy it back right away even, up until Yevil. And still, I would say, the ain love of a girl with chatzoyim, that you should have no right to redeem it halfway. So that's what the Gemara says, the price said before, I need the posik and go, you goil. The teacher may not like that, but even by Makdish, you could also be poiderit halfway. Oh, male mazutra bread the Rav Mori le Ravino, ikal mifrach. Now, still I can ask the question over here. Ikal mifrach. Ma li atzara shavish ben. You know what's something special about these two things? Shekein hura koichen The second year, you have no right to be paid for it back. But both by Bote or Rechayma, there you only have a right to buy it back the first year. But the second year, you cannot buy it back. And Hu Adin, when you sell your Stei Achuza, there we say the first 2 years you can't buy it back. True, the third year you could. But I call upon him the first year and second year you cannot. So it comes out by both, Bote or Rechayma, and by Stei Achuza, the second year you cannot buy it back. Maybe only that's why the Torah says you can't buy it back lechatzoyim. But Yoma b'maktish, Mashen can I tell you when you maktish your fields, sheyofa koicha, there you're better off, ligo v'shanishniya. That when you maktish your fields, there you could buy it back the second year. You could be poiderit. So maybe then I would think that you could be poiderit lechatzoyim even without the posik. So what's trying the b'raisa? So Gemara says no. Omale ravino mishum diiklamen. It's like it say. I can prove it to you where an Eved Ivri was sold to a guy. Over there he does have the power to redeem himself the second year, and still the law is that we cannot be full, that an Eved Ivri cannot redeem himself halfway. So therefore, because of this svar, I would have thought to say, who are them when you maktish your fields also, you cannot be girded lechatzoyim. That's why the Brisa says, no, we need the pasuk. Vim girl you goyel, that you could be pagerit lechatzoyim. All right, we'll stop here. We're holding up Chof Hava from an Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Boy minei Rafuna Bachinano Mirav Sheshis. That Rafuna Bachinano asked a question from Rav Sheshis. What's going to be the halacha? Hamoicher bayis bebote yorechoyma. The person sells his house in a city in Eretz Yisrael that has a choyma, has a wall around it when you moist Yeshua, like Yerushalayim. So the shalom is nigo lekroivim, or ye nigo lekroivim. Do the kroivim have a right to go and buy back the field from the person that bought it? By force or not. In other words, by stei achuza, there the postik says that you have a right, that when you sell your stei achuza, your kroivim should come and redeem it for you. That there's a mitzvah upon the kroivim, and if the kroivim want to do it, then the person that bought it can't say no, he has to sell it back. The question is, what about a bayis, what the yorechayma? True, the Torah postik, but the postik postik says, gula, that the owner himself could go, like the original owner could buy it back. The question is, what about if the Kroivim want to come and buy it back? That Lakeach does not want to sell it. Does he have to sell it back or not? That's the Shaila. Gulosoi Mizdeach Uzagomer. To learn out of Xavier Shov, it says Gulosoi over here by a bias. Who then it says Gulosoi by a field? So we should ask in Masadeach Uzam. Just like by the Parsha where you sell a field, that Eina Nigelis Lechatzoyim. Before we said that you cannot redeem it halfway, you have to pay all the money for it at one time to redeem the whole thing. And also, v'nigelus l'kroivim, there the pasuk says clearly that the ben doidoi, your doidoi, that your uncles, they could come and they could redeem it for you. And we're saying now they have a right to do it. And if the one that bought it, he's forced, he has to sell it back to the kroivim. So maybe afhainami, the same thing should apply when you sell your house in an ear of a chayma. Is af hainami ein nigul lechatzoyim, the same halacha that came out before, you cannot redeem it halfway, but maybe also the nigul lekroivim, that your kroivim, your uncle, has the right to go to that person that bought it off you and say, listen, here's the money, I want to buy it back, and the person cannot say no. Oy dilma, maybe no. Kiksiv gula bechatzoyim hu dichsiv. When does the postik say gula by steyachuzam in the halacha of chatzoyim? It says kidei gulosoi, that you can't redeem halfway, only the whole thing. So therefore we make a gzeirah shav other places also, you can't redeem it halfway. But the kroivim, that the pasuk says by stei achuza, that the kroivim, the uncle, could come and redeem it, like siv, it doesn't say it by the word of gula. So therefore you don't learn out to the word of gula that it says by stei achuza. So that's the question. When you sell a regular field, a stei achuza, and you don't have enough money to redeem it back, the question is, could you crave him? Could your uncle come and redeem it back, like for you? Does the lakeach, the one that bought it, have to sell it back or not? Omalei, so he answered back, no. Ein nigol. No, the one that bought it now does not have to sell it back. He only has to sell it back to the original owner. But if the owner doesn't have money, just as kreivim, there's no halacha of gulas kreivim by batei orichayim. Morse and Eitzvei have a kasha. The pasuk says b'chol gula titnu. It's like an extra pasuk. Rashi says the pasuk really is u'v'chol eres achuzaschem gula titnu loritz. So Rashi says kroy yiseru. There's an extra pasuk and it doesn't explain it on who's it going on. So Gemara says now what do we do with this extra pasuk? Is l'rabois batim v'eved ivri. It comes to include that batim if you sell a bayis in an orichayna or else an eved ivri that has a special halach of gula. So my love doesn't mean to say that the batei orichayma, that they also have the halacha of gulas kreivim, that the kreivim could buy back the field, the house, in the ir chayma. So Mor says, Lloyd, it's not trying this pasuk. I tell you, batei chatzerim. It's just talking about a regular bayis chatzim, means a house, in an open city that does not have a wall around it. But maybe batei orichayma is different. So Mor says, no, batei chatzerim, a house. And a chatzera means a city that's open, it doesn't have a wall around it. The hegdik sibu, if it doesn't have a wall around it, then it has the same halacha like a stay achuza. And by a stay achuza, when you sell your regular field, the pasuk says clearly, al sedehu oritz yichoshev. Rashi harekan stay achuza. It says clearly in the pasuk that if you sell a house in a regular city, it has a halacha like a stay achuza. And by a steyachuzah, there the pasuk says clearly that the kroivim could come and redeem it. So what do we need a special pasuk for here to tell me that the bayis, the batei chatzerim, the kroivim could redeem it? The pasuk says clearly like that. Gemara says, no, I'll tell you true, it's like two psukim, but hula kevei achoiva. Come to teach us that it's a chayv, it's a mitzvah upon the kroivim to go and redeem it. And really, it is the machlekes. And we're going now according to Rebbe Lezer Shita. The time because we learn like this. The pasuk says, "V'goal es nimkar ochit." It's saying what? That what your brother sold, if you have money, the brother now should go and redeem it for him. So that's a reshus. Tanakama learned this only reshus. If he wants to, the kreivim could do it, but they don't have to. To Amy, you're telling me reshus is only reshus if they want to. Oyeinu, maybe not elechoiva. Maybe when a kreivim, there's a mitzvah upon the kreivim to redeem it back. Tamulema, this we say no. The pasuk says, "V'ish." Ki lo yiyah lo goyel. The pasuk does not have a goyel, does not have a person to redeem it for him. So the question is, v'chiyesh odem b'yisrael shein lo goyelim. Is there anybody, any Jew, that doesn't have somebody to be goyel, any karev? Like, go down the line, there has to be some karev, his uncle, his aunt, has to be some karev alive. How could there be a Jew that doesn't have karevim? Elo zeh shiyesh loy. Elamai, what does the pasuk mean to say? If the ish ki lo yiyah lo goyel, if he doesn't have any kroivim, that means to say, Elezeh sheyeshloi, true, he has kroivim. But v'ein haroi tzalikach, but they do not want to buy it back for him. Sure, reshus biyadoi, they have the right to do that. Divir Rebbe Yeshua. This is Rebbe Yeshua's halacha. That the pasuk says kroivim could do it, means just that it's reshus. If they want to, they could redeem it back. But if they do not want to, there's no chayv, they don't have to. Rebbe Elezeh v'aymano, v'goal es mimkarochiv. That's what the Torah says, the brother should redeem his brother's property, is chayva. It's a chayv, it's a mitzvah, it's a chayv, he has to do it. You're telling me it's a chayv, or yeinu el reshus, no, maybe it's only reshus. Talmud Rebbe, the pasuk says, b'chol gula titnu. His extra pasuk of b'chol gula titnu is hakosav kaveya chayva. The Torah is saying over again, that the kreivim have a right to buy back the fields. What is it teaching us? The second time, that it's a chayv. That the kreivim have to do it. If they have money, they have a chiyuv to do it. Amrilei Rabbanu Rabashi. Rabbanu says Rabashi. V'yamrilon some say Ravinu Rabashi. Vishlem lamandi yomalu rabbis bati yorichayma. If you're telling me now that this posik al sdei oritz b'chol gula titnu, it's coming to teach us even bati yorichayma. There is a mitzvah upon the kravim to make a gula. Haynu dichsil b'chol. That's good lashon b'chol. Means even the kravim should also come and do it. That the pasuk means to include a regular bias boti chatzerim, and to teach us what that's a chayva my bachol. In other words, like we know already that a boti chatzerim, which has a locha like an ir stay achuza, the kraven could be goyel. So if you want to tell me, there's only teaching to me that's a chayva. Why does it say the word bachol? Could have said it without the word bachol. So Gemara says kashya. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk just could have said, Gula Titnu Loretz. Now the Gemara says, Eisvei Abaye. Abaye is the question. Matam Lenu, what does the Pasuk say? Yigulenu, 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 Gimopamin. By selling Eved Ivri to a guy, it says three times Yigulenu. So we darshan the rabbis call a gula shenigulas kasevi was there. Anytime there's a pasha of gula, it's like this, that the Havamina is to say that the kravim could be goyal. So my love doesn't mean to include the bote yori chaymo, the yevet ivri, that by them also the kravim have the right to be goyal to free them. It's not like we said before. So Mora says, loy, I'll tell you the rebu here is, bote chatserim ustei achuza. Teach us here also that the kravim could come and be goyal. So Mora asks, bote chatserim ustei achuza. What do we have to have a special ribu, yigulenu, 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 like gimu pomim, by the parasha where you sell an evit to a guy, for the Gemara behedjik siva? By, in the place itself it says it. Als day orat yechoshev, it says that a bayis, an ori chaserim, means without a city, without a fence, a wall around it, it has the same malacha like a stay achuza, and by a stay achuza, the Torah says a ferish, that the kerevim have a right to come and be grill. So what do we have to have a special ribu here? So our answer is no. Could the Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, lekarav karav kaidim. In other words, over here in the parasha of Eved Ivri, when you sell to a guy, it says doi doi, then it says oi ben doi doi. So it comes to teach us that the closer relative you are, you have the rights first to be goyel. Now this it does not say by stei achuza. So therefore, we learn out the extra yigaleni 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 will teach us just like over here by you selling to a guy, the first karav has the rights. Who are then by a bote, by steyachuze, and by bote yichatserim, the first kor of the closest one has the rights. That's the one of Terah Tzachinam here also, the kor of koidim. That's why we need that spashi glenny glenny glenny. But true, it's not common to teach us bote yorichayma or else a regular evidivri that was nimka to a Jew. Now the Gemara says, Heichi yitmad rab nachman or yitzchak, where do we learn it? Aho, on this, the boiler, we ask a question like this. Evid ivri and nimka yisrael, an irregular Jew that was sold to another Jew, for an Eved Ivri. Nigal HaKrevim, Ayena Nigal HaKrevim. What's the locha? Could the Krevim, if they want to, they have the right to force the master to sell him free or not? So Mora said, Ali, but the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, the Tiboloch, he didn't ask any questions. The Yom that he said before we had, Mishayna Nigal B'Yela, Nigal B'Sheish, Alma, Lo Mifraka, that he also for sure an Eved Ivri does not go out with the Krevim. Because he learned before that an Eved that was sold to a guy does not go out after 6 years. Only a regular Eved Ivri that does not go out with his Krovim, then his Nigal B'Sheish goes out after 6 years. So see clearly, Rebbe holds a regular Eved Ivri that sold to another Jew does not go out with his Krovim. So therefore, there's no question. Kiti Bolach, where do I have my question? Though I'll leave with the Rabbanan according to the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan say, and Nimka Le'akum also goes out after 6 years. So my, Yafin and Sochi Sochir, the Remetic Zereshav and Sochi Sochir, so all the halachas that apply to one apply to the other, so therefore regular Ivri that was sold to another Jew also goes out with Kerevim. For Loidar Shigalenu, they don't make a special drush of Yigalenu Lezev Leliacher, or Duma maybe no, Yigalenu Lezev Leliacher, they also make this drusha, that the Gulas Kerevim only applies by Nimka Liyakum, but does not apply by Nimka Liyisrael. That's our Shaila. They do make the drosha to say Yigulenu Lezer and Loi Liacher. So that's the question. Could the Kravim do it according to the Rabbanim? So Mora says, Toshma coming here. The Pasuk says, Bechol Gula Titnu is L'Rabbi's Batim V'Eved Ivri. It's coming to, there's a Rebu here that Eved Ivri does have a special type of a Gula. So my love doesn't the Pasuk mean to say Batim Yorichayim V'Eved Ivri Hanim Kali Yisrael. That even in a case where a Jew was sold to another Jew, still he has a gulam that the craven could redeem him. So Mora says, Loi, this pasuk maybe is only talking about Eved Ivri Hanimkal Yevet Kachovim. Like the pasuk says clearly, if a Jew sells himself to a guy, then there's a mitzvah upon the uncle, the craven, to redeem him. So Mora asks the question, Eved Ivri Hanimkal Yevet Kachovim, the hedjik sivbe. I don't need a special reba from the pasuk. The Torah says clearly, it says, oi doi doi, oi ben doi doi yigulenu. It says clearly, the uncle, or else the son of the uncle. So the Torah says clearly, when you sell yourself to a guy, that there's a mitzvah upon the Kerovim to redeem you. So Mora says, no.